Seven jazz singers make up the band Groove for Thought. They've been electrifying classics and pop songs together for more than 10 years. Here they are, performing a version of Mike Posner's pop hit, Cooler Than Me, with jazz hands.
You got designer shades just to hide your face. And you wear them around like you're cooler than me. And you never say, hey, oh, remember my name. It's probably because you think you're cooler than me. Oh, no, you got your
high. You might remember Groove for Thought from season 2 of NBC's The Sing-Off. Don't pretend you never watched it. They've also played Vegas. Don't pretend you've never been there, opening for Jay Leno. Groove for Thought's new holiday album is called Songs of Good Cheer, and we're joined from member station KPLU in Seattle by Amanda Taylor, their lead soprano. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And Kelly Coons, a tenor and baritone. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, too.
Amanda Taylor, how did Groove for Thought get together? I mean, when did you and Kelly Coons meet, for example?
I actually met Kelly Coons when I was born.
No.
Because he is my dad.
You're kidding me.
I'm not.
No, I knew that. Okay.
He's sneaky.
So the band's been together since you were in swaddling clothes, or what happened?
A little bit, yeah. I think the group has been together since I was maybe 7. Does that sound right, Dad?
That sounds right.
Yeah.
We started as an all-guys group all those years ago, just for fun, in my living room. And, you know, they wouldn't really sit around while we practiced or anything, but they couldn't help but hear every week. And one thing led to another, and over the years, we had a few personnel changes, and Amanda grew up, and she started singing with us when she was, what, 16 maybe, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
And now we have 3 girls, and we've just a completely different group in some ways, but it's a fun group to be in.
Yeah. Let's hear your version of Hark the Herald Angels Sing. There's a slight island feel to it.
Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Amanda, how do you make an arrangement like this work?
Well, that arrangement in particular is actually one of the hardest ones on our album, I would say. There's not very much breathing space, and there's a lot of harder rhythms than we typically do, I think. So a lot of it is, you know, being mentally prepared, I would say, before you actually start singing the song. And, you know, putting in the practice time, that really, really counts towards success.
What puts a song on this album?
Well, you know, that is a very scientific process. If we like the song and we have an idea on how we might approach it in a different way than would be considered traditional, and it kind of fits our makeup and such, mm-hmm. then that's pretty much all there is to it. It's pretty basic and instinctual, and the creative part kind of follows after that.
Let's hear your version, if we could, of O Holy Night.
Long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. Oh, the thrill. For yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
That's a very nice version.
Thank you.
And it's a cappella, right?
It is, yes.
But you are not an a cappella group.
We are not. We are sometimes.
Like, yeah, we go back and forth. We just don't like to be kind of pigeonholed as one thing or the other, because that's not really how we started. Mm-hmm. Many of us are instrumentalists, and we like working with rhythm sections. And so some tunes we do a cappella because we like all the vocal music, and some tunes we use a band. And we just do that because that's kind of who we are.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts we traverse afar. Fountain, moor, and mountain, following yonder star.
How do you layer your voices like that?
I think that's a secret, a family secret.
It really depends on the track and the album, actually. On our last album, we experimented with tracking multiple people at a time. Sometimes we would have two girls sing at the same time. Actually, I think we even tried five of us at one point.
Yep.
On this Christmas album, though, we actually tracked one person at a time, all the time.
Yeah, because in my house, we have a closet that functions as our sound booth, and I have one microphone.
Right. I don't think we would want multiple people in that booth at the same time.
No, it can
get
really
kind of
smelly
in
hot.
There.
Yeah.
Especially since it was during summer that we were tracking.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm walking a daydream. All that sleep walk should be over my nose. Oh, you. You make my dreams come true. But it's time to do the bop,
As we noted, you were on NBC's The Sing-Off. You didn't win the top prize, but you had a good run and obviously attracted a lot of attention. So what was it like to go from singing in your family house and I guess, local appearances to Las Vegas?
It was a little bit scary because, obviously, Vegas is a very showy place. I wouldn't necessarily describe us as a very showy group. We tend to be more introverted than Vegas performing acts usually are. But I think it was good for us. It forced us to kind of come out of our shells a little bit and I think affected our future performances for the better.
Groups like ours, they typically stand in a certain formation and they all sing on a microphone. And that's pretty much what we did as well. And then we got on the sing-off and everything changed because that was not allowed on the sing-off. You had
not to
move around and change positions. And,
all this work.
Oh, my Lord. It was a lot of work. But it was actually good because it really did open us up to the visual aspects of performing. And we're, like Amanda said, fairly introverted folks in many ways.
Yeah.
Just kind of music nerds, really, who sing. So, yes, it was really helpful, I think.
Kelly Kunz and Amanda Taylor. Groove for Thought's new album is called Songs of Good Cheer. Thanks so much for being with us.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.